I'm joined by Musab al-Hamadi, an activist from Hama. Musab, last night the UN said that an extra 100 monitors would take about a month to arrive. What do you make of that?
Actually, it's so strange why international community is so hesitant with the regime in Syria. After 1 month, no one what will happen in Syria. Maybe 1,000, 2,000 people will be killed. If UN monitors team is formed by Security Council, why then this hesitation? Why don't 300 monitors come soon to stop killing in Syria? Why waiting for one more month?
On Monday, you told us about dozens of people who were killed in Hama after UN monitors left. What's been happening in the last day or so?
You know, after UN monitors left Arba'in district in Hama, the next day, troops entered the district again and tried to, and actually made revenge of people who talked to UN monitors. Nine young men who are activists were executed near on the wall of one of the schools there. And UN monitors came back to that district after the massacre took place. So yesterday they were in Hama in Arba'in district. They met people there again. But the funny thing about those UN monitors is that after they had left the district, people began to fly, fearing that the troops and security forces of the regime may come back and take revenge over people who met the UN monitors. So every time UN monitors come to a place in Syria, a city or a town or a district, the people flee, fearing the revenge of the regime.
The UN said that it would station one or two monitors in Hama. Do you think that's going to make a difference to violence?
We hope it will make a difference. We hope that the UN monitors come in bigger numbers, and we hope they are stationed in every city. But also, we hope that the international community and Security Council supply those monitors with means and tools and mechanisms which make their work so active and not let killing continue while they are still in Syria on the ground.
Do you think that the Syrian government is just playing for time?
To be sure, yes. Syrian government is trying to curb international pressure. They have two tasks now. The first task is that to show the world that they are implementing the Security Council decision. And the second task is that they are trying to keep control on Syrian cities and keep preventing people from coming out in demonstrations with the least number of killings in order not to to be liable to more international pressure. The regime in Syria understands only one language. It's the language of killing, the language of violence. That's why we are not so optimistic about UN monitors team in Syria, unless there will be other mechanisms for intervening in Syria in a stronger way.
In that case, are the rebels fighting back against the Syrian army? Is the Free Syrian Army active in the area?
Free Syrian Army, as the whole world knows, is complying to the truce of the UN. And Free Syrian Army will not do any attack. Only in cases when there are massacres against innocents, sometimes the Free Syrian Army intervene in order to protect civilians. But if killing continues and international community will do nothing to stop killing, I think maybe Free Syrian Army will study their choices again, and there will be maybe another kind of move.
When would that happen? Explain a bit more.
I think in the next few days coming, If killing continues the way we have seen in Hama the day before yesterday, I'm sure we all on the ground, Free Syrian Army and rebels and all people, even civilians, will have different choices to have.
What, the Free Syrian Army will they run out of patience with the with Kofi Annan's initiative?
Of course, the Free Syrian Army is keen that Mr. Annan's initiative be successful. And as long as we have assurance from UN and Mr. Annan, the Free Syrian Army will do nothing. Free Syrian Army will give more chance, and we will see in the coming few days everything will be clear.
I'm not quite clear what you're saying. In the next few days, if there is no let up in the violence in the Syrian government, do you think that more people will begin to fight back?
Of course, I am not a spokesman of the Free Syrian Army. I am an ordinary activist. I live with ordinary people. What I see here on the ground is that ordinary people, civilians here, if killing doesn't stop, all civilians, all people will be pressing Free Syrian Army to fight back, and we will press Free Syrian Army not to go ahead with a truce from only one side, a truce from Free Syrian Army while the regime is continuing killing its people.
Okay, Musa, thanks very much. Thanks.
You're